She got that bag from Juicy J. She got that ass from Rudy Gay. Now your silly ass down on one knee. What the fuck, man? Is you crazy? These hoes, they for everybody. Pass them all around. They at every party. They ain't gonna be loyal, not for anybody. Still, I love.
You know, they didn't do anything, and they suffered on the hands of his shit. Let's just be honest.
So totally going to the gas station, completely buying a drink there. We'll be right back.
Okay. My phone. Drop my phone again. This is going great.
On November 13, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence because he did not listen to 70s on 7. That request came from his wife. 70s on 7.
Still together? I imagine they have to be.
Okay. ever loved someone so much you given.
driving music discovery online or on the air. Blog Radio. 2 hours of hand-picked music from myoldkentuckyblog.com starts now.
If you're selling pine, you're getting the gold, or do you want some diamonds? You know, I mean, it's a little disorienting because you have all these people coming at you, wanting you to buy their shit, like talking to you.
They got the same thing on one block in the East Village for Indian restaurants. I don't know how it started, but every single storefront on one block is an Indian restaurant, and they're all exactly as shitty as one another. So there's guys in front of me like, hey, you guys look hungry. Hey, come on. We've got, you know, cheap wine. Or they all have some little variation on the pitch. But it's one block of shitty Indian restaurants, and they have barkers out front.
Yeah, and on the Diamond District, they have a woman who's just standing in the window and will, like, wave at you as you go by flirtatiously because they want you to – It's like the Reaper Bomb or whatever, the red light district where there's women in the windows.
What's a Reaper Bomb?
I don't know.
I know what the red light district is.
Yeah, I've never heard of this Reaper Bomb.
Yeah, is that where you go where you're going to fuck a hooker and then death comes out and kills you?
I mean, Reaper Bomb sounds like a computer virus that's going to shut down the U.S. economy.
I don't know what I'm talking about, but it's like a red light district. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Well, that's no good to me if I'm like, a lady waves at me and I go in there and then she forces me to buy a necklace. If you wave at me through the glass window, I'm coming in for a BJ, which is not the case anymore. I'm so sad and happy at the same time.
I understand. It's a mixed bag.
Yeah. I do recommend I even had a guy from Australia that listened to the podcast that said, man, that has changed my opinion from about prostitution for the rest of my life. And I was like, a little bit late now, you're married. But I remember how you used to be. We were all the same. But actually, at one point, I remember we went out drinking in Australia, and I bought him a hooker. He didn't have any money. I was like, let's get out. This is back in my... I get paid to skateboard, and everybody else has... Yep. This was a roundabout where I was going to start doing some heroin. Because I was just drinking every night, and he was like, I don't get no money for prostitutes. I'm like, I'll get you one, mate. Don't worry about it.
Hookers all around. You get a hooker.
You get a hooker. You get a hooker, you done. You do.
By the way, the Reaper Bond is a street in Hamburg, St. Pauli district, which is the red light district there. It's in Germany. So there you go.
Gotcha. I never heard of that.
Correctly. What do you know? Accidentally used it incorrectly.
So we were playing a game.
Yeah.
Now a real community.
President-elect Trump is also...
There's a bunch of statues and paintings.
Atlas Rise.
The world.
The Timbo hooks with the prints on the ground. Timbo's on the toes, I like the way it's going down. Down like a lady of the evening. When it goes in, text, just believe us in. Cause Queens is the county, Jamaica is the place. Take off your piece, cause you can't win the race.
The guy next to me has what appears to be a somewhat lifted Subaru Brat.
Machiavellian is Illuminati, all through your body. The blows like a 12 gauge shot.
Little silly looking car.
Feel me? And God said he should send his one begotten son to lead the wild into the ways of the man. Follow me. Be my flesh, flesh of my flesh. Come with me. Hail Mary, run quick. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting pussy.
picture paragraphs unloaded. Wise words being quoted. Beat the weakness in the rap game and sold it.
I kind of jacked up, kind of lifted.
I was blessed with a swag and I ain't bred.
It's kind of neat. I don't know.
If I'm not intimidating, tell me why you're bad. Watch how I flip it. Everybody's gotten lazy. Like me, because I'm a rip it.
You bitches busy getting like. You know, it ain't a monster truck. It's not like fully jacked up.
My shit is so nitro.
It's up there a little bit, you know?
Trying to get right though, a big disciple, sky's the limit. Don't make me hit you with this rifle, make a nice hole, I've been did it. On the sideline, staring at my click. There comes the five to the four to the three. Hands in the earth, if you pass drunk, it's me. Club on the sand, corn, put out them trees. Dude, I don't care, I'm a PMP. Everybody in this bitch can say more. Nice bitch. Everybody in this bitch can say more.
What is a plethora? It's all the big 80s hits on Sirius XM.
Thank you. it just all works out.
Scat Cat likes to smoke. What's going on today, but I keep getting passed by motorcycle cops. Like four of them so far.
Track on that new album, We'll then hear from Bane's World, that's the project of Shane Blanchard of Long Beach, California, released an album earlier in the year called Drowsy. The track that we're going to hear from him is called I Must Be Wrong. And then finally, the Double X, the XX, they make their return. They'll have a new album out in January of 2017. But they gave us the first taste of it, and I think you definitely feel the vibe of Jamie XX. He's been working in the vein as a DJ and solo artist, his progression and movement, the influence it's had. But in this track, the lead single from the third album is called I See You, is what the album's called. The track that we're going to play is called On Hold. And it's got Romy Madley Croft and Oliver Sim exchanging intimacies about the end of a love affair.
I'm not afraid to
Blog Radio, my old Kentucky blog, exclusively on Sirius XMU.
I don't blame you. We got carried away. I can't hold on to an empty space.
Now you found a new star to orbit. It could be love. I think you're too soon to call us old. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. And every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming back to me. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. Think you're too soon to call us so. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. And every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming back to me. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. I thought I had you on hold.
It was a double whammy this past week. Not only did we lose Leonard Cohen,
interest to try to wade through it and find out what's true and what's false. I just hear people going, well, don't you know? Oh, sure.
Over soybeans. While potatoes are one of America's most popular food items, America's Heartland gives us a behind-the-scenes look of the starchy spuds
behind the scenes
from
of potatoes
to your plate.
You have to be done by the first part of October, because then you usually have a chilling freeze, and when the frost comes in, it will freeze the potatoes in the ground, and then they're not really consumable.
Colorado's San Luis Valley is well known for growing barley used in some famous name beers, and for potatoes that make their way to supermarkets and onto dinner plates. The average person consumes more than 100 pounds of potatoes each year.
This is 60 acres, and we can probably have it finished harvesting by approximately 8 hours.
Smoke and Spuds potatoes oversee some 3,500 acres that are planted in May and harvested during a three-week window in early autumn. Field machines drag a chain 12 to 14 inches below the soil, which are then scooped up and loaded onto trucks for the first step in packing.
Right now we're harvesting Yukon Gold.
Career
for us,
for now you to accelerate making me like the joke of the show.
That's never the intent though.
Is crazy at an affordable price. So if you're ready to go ahead and drop that gas guzzler, you got, get yourself an electric car, make sure you check out the all-new 2017 Bolt EV. That is definitely the car for you. Let's take a look at these streets right now, though. What's going on in traffic, Lady Ray?
So we're going to talk about the area affected here in the city for this protest. Let's look at traffic brought to you by the California Lottery. Now, the protest is actually happening on Market Street in both directions. It's affecting areas between Van Ness and Fell Street, and then McAllister between Polk and Van Ness. So if you are need to get through that area, you are going to see some delays there. And it is affecting Muni as well, so about a 10-minute delay on all lines on Market Street over to Newark. 84 West moving slow from 880 through to Willow Road. Looks like about a 20-minute delay there. If you're coming into the city at the Baybridge tolls, got a motorcycle crash. 80 West after the meter lights, it's over towards that left shoulder. And then 280 North here in the city moving slow from Cesar Chavez through to King. That's about a 20-minute delay. The Powerball jackpot is now $293 million. Powerball from the California Lottery. Believe in something bigger. Drawings every Wednesday and Saturday. Play today. It's 106 KMEL.
Another Sana G throwback.
Bombay's number one for hip hop and R&B.
Through seduction, Bombay sets the beat. A wiggle and a jiggle can make the night go.
Then get out, ho, ho,
yeah. 100 pounds is a lot of potatoes. I don't know that I eat 100 pounds of potatoes.
Yeah, I'm bringing back Wyatt.
Potatoes in a year is like, that's like in the neighborhood of like 2 pounds of potatoes a week. Who the fuck does that? On an average week, I bet I don't even have 1 pound of potato. I don't really eat a lot of french fries these days. I don't, I just don't.
Shade 45, glad to be here, and you should be glad too to hear the Lord's Series special. This is going on, what's the people's message? 6-7 months I've been doing my own show. So happy. So belated. We should run 14. Go. 8-8. You were there. And I was like, why great? You know what I'm saying? Like, great, what does that mean? All blacks like grape juice, grape soda. So the niggas drink grape infused fucking liquor. I said, why not different flavors? It was good, but then I didn't understand. So I forgot what happened. They broke up or stopped making it. And I guess his cousin or his brother's not on anymore. And it's, it hasn't been blowing up. It was just a girl died drinking it. But people still, it's still in stores. It's crazy. It's one of those crazy. Should I drink Four Loko now?
Yeah, fine. Go for it. It's just fucking Four Loko.
Should I just... Can you put liquor in an IV and take it in your blood vein? Can you do that? I don't do that. I'm not doing that. Okay, open the door. Tell Joe. Tell him to come in. You got him? Oh, man. I told him what the... Oh, man. In that office where we be at, in the space office. Oh, come on. I left some nuts. I sold me some walnuts. It was, these nice nuts I have. And they're new. They're like kind of new. They're pomegranate, ill, like the new nuts. It's sweet. Okay, I got a good show today. Entertainment news, man. LeBron. Shout out LeBron. Shout out to Kyrie. He has another jacket on. And I thought he was like the dog Haitian version of Batman. And I was like, this is a white jacket. Yeah. So he turned around and he was like, who came with him? Who came? Was like, hey man, this is Kyrie. This is Kyrie. Like, please. I know you, man. And I said, oh yeah, you know me. He goes, what you sipping on? I said, wait a minute, you Kyrie or how is that? So, you know, Kyrie, you want to check it, man. Yeah. Got some news about that. What? No, didn't they lose already? Ain't no, no. Good. Good. But not the Giants, you motherfucker. We won. All right? Don't doubt us. I'm not going to say to who. Like I said, y'all, I don't want to talk about them, but they on the show before us. Giants win tomorrow? And they're Giants, man. Do we really play tomorrow? You know it's Monday night, right? And every time the Giants play, they lose Monday night. We won. We won. Joe, sit down, please. We won. Fuck. If you love the Giants, you call up. You can't call up now. Locked the wrong time. What else we got? We got demo battle today. Tisk tisk. Somebody fucked up a demo battle. You're lost. I gotta close my shit. Four Loko. I wanna talk about Four Loko. We have to talk about Four Loko, man. All right, let's go. Hello?
Yo, yo.
Yo, what up, what up? Isaiah.
What's good, shit? What's good? What's good?
Yo, talk to me, man. I got the gold Four Loko. It's 14.
That's your snack, bro. That shit definitely is good, but it just tastes like a Red Bull and a Monster put together. But that shit gets you lit off your ass, though.
You lie, don't lie to me, man.
I'm on everything, brother, on everything. It tastes like a Monster and a Red Bull put together.
Mixed.
So that shit is fly.
So you saying that Loko, Four Loko got to step it up because Monster, there's a lot of cats coming up with some shit now.
For real. Definitely, because that shit, like you said, it's 14% alcohol. That shit gets you way off your ass, bro.
All right, I'll drink that around the 3 o'clock hour, maybe 2:30, quarter two. Isaiah, word thank up. You, my brother. We calling from, let them know.
Problem, brother. I'm calling from upstate New York right now by way of Yonkers, now, man. But shit, I listen to you every day, bro, every day.
My nigga. I'll probably be out that way or around CT with the Locks and DMX
before. Oh, shit, man. I gotta go check y'all out then. Say, you know what I mean? The niggas from Yonkers gotta show love to my YO niggas.
Yeah, man. Shout out to my nigga, man. Tony Moxberg. His brother, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't tough here holding it down, man. Thank you for calling, my brother.
No problem, brother. I'm just continue listening, nigga. Keep it good.
Right on. What else we got? Lord Say On Demand, SiriusXM.com/ondemand. Sexual Love Rap will be starting kind of new next week. It's been kind of dry, I understand, with the ladies, you know. Ladies at work, but we did catch one. And she's hitting me on the DM. She listens. She's like, you got her. And I'll show you a picture of her. Yeah, she's all right. Nice school teacher. And she's a custodian for custodians. She has a nice tatas. Also, follow Lord Sear at Lord Sear Everything. Mr. Sear on Tinder. Mr. Sear. Mr. C. Is that Juan again with those shoes? Juan has weird shoes. They're like, what's those shoes? Rock pots? Remember Rockaports? Like Rockaports mixed with like penny loafers, but with no penny in them. He ain't put a dime in them. Anyway, submit your MP3 cell phone number to demobattle45@gmail.com for consideration. Submit MP3 and cell phone number to demobattle45@gmail.com. Not my fucking email that I have my Instagram, you stupid fuck. Where can I send my demos at? No, stupid. Demobattle45@gmail.com. That's it. Hey, subscribe to Lord Sear. Subscribe to me right now. I say, I know you listen to. Look, man. I don't know. I don't want it, but I know Joel did, and I know Ben did. If Ben is not looking for sneakers or porn while we're working, you have to subscribe to Lord Sear on the YouTube channel for all the latest interviews. Today we just added Cypress Hill. We had Joe Button up there. When I say we, collectively, me, and me, my fat belly and me. We. What they say in Jamaica? Yeah, we. Lord Sear on YouTube. Subscribe. Give me 100 subscribers. I will give you a prize. I think. It's been added, Cypress Hill. Go there now to watch the interview. Lord Sear on YouTube. Subscribe to Lord Sear on YouTube. Marty Sleva, might be calling him. Or might be calling him. With new games, IGN.com. Word of the Day and the Drunk Mix. Before we get into the music, the Trial by Fire Tour, which is starring Yellow Wolf, is popping till next week. Here's your chance to see Yellow Wolf live in concert at a city near you before November 23rd. And to go find out how to see the brother, official rules, and to enter, go to SiriusXM.com/Yellow Wolf before November 23rd. This is Lord Sear Special.
Yeah. I want to let all y'all niggas know what it is now. This is that Wu-Tang shit. This is that shit that's going to get you high. Stimulate your own mind. For one common cause, you see who's the real motherfucker. See what you see, what you see. Be the original G, running on time and in the place to be. Lady Love, see me. You're a cross breed, I'm a dollar sheet. I want action, that's what I need. I never put that on my mind, cause I know when I touch the mic, it's the rhyme. See, murder, which is cause, when you fuck with the negative and positive cause. Then I came up, I'm out the rise, with the hit that's gonna be lost. Tired of thinking of my fucking ass. Niggas I know, be running around with mad fucking cash. Who the fuck wanna be an MC if you can't get paid to be a fucking MC? Came on my mama pussy, I'm on welfare. 26 years old, still on welfare. So I gotta get paid for that, whether it's true for that or untrue for that. With my Boston bloodthirsty process, B-E-A-C-A.
Move on, move on out, pick it up. Oh,
yeah, gotta come back. Facts, cause I don't give a fuck. I wanna see blood, whether it's period blood or bust in your fucking face, some blood going on my fucking mind. Every time I get around devils, let it calm down. Niggas better stop running, cause I'm coming.
Me and on SiriusXM.com/hiphopnation.
All I know, EAO.
Are you with me where you at? Open up, taking cash on the block with the cash. Clear out dope, deep tight flow. Jack, you stoke, can never get this. No, I'm Terry Bomb and shit. Swoon, that's warming up a little bit. Rapping in is what's happening. Keep the pockets stacking in, hands clapping in. At the party when I move my body. Gotta get up and be somebody. Never like a bone, but friends to the bone. Damn, damn, damn. Into the Wu-Tang zone. Going up when I rock that stuff up, up. I'm gonna get your butt up. Rock, kicking rhymes like Jim Kelly or Alex Kelly. I'm a m-
Time to get loose.
It's a quiet time in the tunnel, you know.
I want it.
out, then you want me to tap, so that you can hire. See, I am not the skip, spat, never me. Give me some time, like I said, my intellect, cause I'm all about fun, honey, bud. So come and check. Said I change your mind, instead of a sway, I get the job done, you want to make a drummer like Michael J. So don't flip, because I'm number one, my Nubian sister, I'm gonna get with ya. To you with things that you ain't really trying to hear, so have no fear, because the other MC is near. Now check it out. Because I think you should hear me out, listen to Bob. Because I'm not about to talk about the birds and the bees, so the one to get to know ya. I'm here till the end, so baby, let me show ya that I'm a real man, not out for the one night. Sex ain't my appetite, I just wanna treat you right. Cause love, I got a lot, so dig it. And if you understand, then sugar, get with it. Baby, I know that we can parlay, parlay. And when you get my love, you love it, cause it does tricks on the project. But anyway, I'm not extra. How would I let you in to hit you? And I just met you, so understand if you do say I. And if you don't, then you're lost. Because I realize I wanna ask, will you be my Nubian sister? I'm gonna get with you.
I've never been to a Wawa. I bet it's great. I bet Wawa's awesome. I'm not 100% sure. You get sandwiches, right? driving around the city, it's actually a pretty decent reminder that Watch Dogs 2 has a pretty good San Francisco in it. Like, they definitely combine streets and, you know, there are not as many streets as there are in actual San Francisco. But, like, basic layout and flow and, like, buildings and stuff like that is actually really good. And I was playing it last night and thinking, like, man, this is awesome. This San Francisco is really good. And I was like, oh, you know what? That's cool and all, but, like, if you don't live here, who fucking cares? Like, it doesn't really matter that the Ubisoft office is roughly where the Ubisoft office really is. Is it a better San Francisco than the Division's in New York City? I don't know. I don't live in New York City. That seemed like a fine New York to me, but what the fuck do I know? Which is exactly my point. If you're not in San Francisco, you're looking to go like, that's fine, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I definitely had some moments where I wanted to get somewhere in Watch Dogs and kind of knew which direction to go based on where I was and what I was looking at and stuff. Definite feelings of just like, okay, no, I'm south of Market. Well, I want to go over here. Okay, hit this. And, you know, it's like finding an individual street is tricky because of, you know, the reduction in size and space and all that stuff that they've done, obviously. But, but I could do that, and that was kind of neat. They've captured the rough look of it. I don't think it's, like, especially faithful at capturing the vibe of San Francisco. I think it's definitely its own thing, and you know, the music and news reports and just, like, the sound of it is way off. You have too many news reporters that talk like Chris Jericho for it to sound like San Francisco. It's still lightly Canadian sounding. Lots of people saying against instead of against. And I have not seen anyone shitting on the street, so I just don't think it's really accurate San Francisco in terms of vibe and people and all that sort of stuff. But in terms of just, like, the space they built, the locations they put in and all that stuff, like, it's a pretty good video game San Francisco. Also, the game has cable cars where there are no cable cars. They've put cable cars into slightly more of the city, I think. And I don't see dogs on the street in San Francisco, like, ever. I don't see people walking big dogs. I mean, I guess, like, you know, certain parts of the city, absolutely. So you go out the marina or something like that, you definitely see dogs. But the game's got dogs just walking around the streets and shit, and that doesn't happen. Like people walking dogs around and stuff. Like, that'll happen. Trying to pet 10 dogs for a trophy. Also, yeah, that whole game is... Or a large parts of that game are based on your ability to fucking climb a building. And it's... That part is not fun at all. Like, there's some cool stuff in that game. And there's some things I really do like about it, but... Too much time of my time has been spent running around a block trying to find a ladder or a dumpster to climb on or a scissor lift that I can hijack or, you know, like just too much of that game is based on like, hey, figure out a way to get to the roof of this building without being able to go inside it. All right. You did it. Congratulations. Here's, you won 8,000 followers. Now do it again. I'm like, fuck, that's not a fun task. Am I going to be able to fit around this truck? Yes, I am. Oh, the guy just throwing cigarettes on the ground. All right, buddy. All right, I'm here. I got to go. I'm going to do this podcast. I'll see you later. Have a good day.